Good morning. Now that you're all comfortably sitting, would you please stand?
To remind us, the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ is here, among us, and within us. To remind us, God's salvation is close at hand, nearer than we know. To remind us to open our hearts and minds to the transforming Spirit, let us worship God together.
Morning, and I'm still awake, so I picked up the pen and the page, and I started writing just what I say. If we were face to face, I'd tell you just what you mean to me, tell you these simple truths. Be strong in the Lord and never give up hope. You're gonna do great things, I already know. God's got his hand on you, so don't live life in fear. Forgive and forget, don't forget why you're here. Take your time and pray. These are the words I would say. Saw you, you said you were hurting, and I felt your pain in my heart. I want to tell you that I keep on praying, love will find you where you are. I know, 'cause I've already been there, so please hear these simple truths. Be strong in the Lord. Never give life and fear. Forgive and forget, don't forget why you're here. Take your time and pray. These are the words I would say, from one simple life to another. I will say, come find peace in the Father. Be strong in the Lord and never give up hope. You're gonna do great things, I already know. God's got his hand on you, so don't live life in fear. Forgive and forget, but don't forget why you're here. Take your time and pray. Thank God for each day. His love will find a way. These are the words I would say.
It's good to be together again, and I welcome everybody here. There's a few announcements that I'd like to highlight. First, a reminder that we're having lunch together after the service, so please come on down. I'm sure there is plenty, plenty of food. Linda says yes, there's plenty of food, so please come and join us. And also, next week, the choir will begin practicing at 9:30, and that is for the October 1st service. Are there any other announcements that need to be highlighted? I guess if you look at your number one, I know you're an anxious grandfather, but I will get to number one. If you look at your insert, you see all the people who will be working with the children in our church this coming year, and there are a few blanks in there. So if you feel called or you feel like you want to tap on someone's shoulder to fill some of these vacancies, please do. There are a few introductions that need to be made today as well. Ava and Johan, where are you? I already asked Ava. She said she could stand. They are there. Those are the Zacharias twins' exchange students. So welcome to Canada. We're very happy to have you here. And we also have Marv and Cheryl with us this morning. Please stand as well. And Marv will be starting his ministry with us on October 1st. Are there any other introductions that need to be made?
Yeah. I'm going to go down because I'm not going to be helping with the kids singing.
Okay.
I can't do all that.
Do you want to maybe pause here and
sure.
Do your introduction?
I have my daughter from another mother here. This is Astra and her boyfriend, Nick. Astra's mom is Teresa Dirksen, and she runs our food bank.
And they're here for us.
Yeah,
yes. Great. Welcome here. All right, and I would like to call all the children forward to do some singing. And while the children are coming forward, let's all stand and greet each other this morning.
Hi. Us. Gather round, one and all. Join the circle, it is growing. Gather round, one and all. Even if your spots are showing, gathered in by a God who's all-loving and all-knowing. Come on down, join the song, gather round. It's really hard to do actions if you're sitting down and too close to each other. All of these songs are action songs, so please pretend we're downstairs, just spread out. That means you can't stand so close to you, and you got to go... Herding cats, gather round, one and all, who join the circle, it is growing. Gather round, one and all, even if the spots are showing. Gathered in by God, who's all loving and all knowing. Come on down, join the song, gather round. Gather round, one and all, who join the circle, it is growing. Gather round, one and all, even if the spots are showing. Gathered in by God, who's all loving and all knowing. Come on down, join the song, gather round. Pharaoh, Pharaoh. We'll do the Pharaoh, Pharaoh next, and then we'll... Pharaoh, Pharaoh. Court at the end too. Oh well, somebody can pitch in and give me guitar lessons. Now you're going to need more room. So just glory, hallelujah, jubilee. You need more room, okay? And if you hit, if you hit each other in the face, that's going to be bad. Well, he picked me up. Turn me round, set my feet on higher ground. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. He gives me peace, gives me joy. This old world cannot destroy. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. All my life was filled with sorrow. There was not a bright tomorrow. Days the darkest night, the light I could not see. Since he came for me, I'm singing, such a melody is ringing, glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Well, he picked me up, turned me round, set my feet on higher ground, glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Gives me peace, gives me joy, so will cannot destroy, glory, hallelujah, jubilee. All my life was filled with sorrow. There was not a bright tomorrow. Days with darkness, night and light I could not see. Since he came for me, I'm singing. Such a melody is ringing. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Pick me up, turn me round, set 5 feet on high ground. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Gives me peace, gives me joy. This old world cannot destroy. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Here we go. All my life is filled with sorrow. There is not a bright tomorrow. Days are dark as night, the light I could not see. Since you came for me, I'm singing. Such a melody is ringing. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Now you may sit.
Now we're going to move into our sharing time. Jeff, did you want me to share your good news, or would you like to share your good news?
I'm a very proud grandfather.
Yes, that's very exciting news. Does anyone have anything else that they would like to share? Elfrida, could we bring that mic to her? Maybe?
Hi, Elfrida Gertz here. I know you're all wondering. I let you all know that I was diagnosed with kidney cancer. I had a phone call on Friday afternoon, and the nurse says, are you prepared to go to St. Boniface on the 15th of September? I says, yeah, why? She says, well, there was an opening, and the doctor put your name down. So I'm going in on St. Boniface on September 15th for surgery, yes. They're going to take the left kidney out. They're telling me 3 to 5 days stay, but recovery can be anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 weeks. But I have another prayer request. I spoke to Morris Korchak. That's Art and Irene's oldest daughter's husband. He was diagnosed with lung cancer in July. His mass is no bigger than mine, 5.8. They can operate. They do not have to take the lung. They're only going to take that part out. He now has a date of surgery, September 14th, one day before me. So, and we have the same doctor. We don't know what happened, but somebody up there obviously pulled some strings. So he's also asking for prayer support. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. We will keep you in our prayers. Sarah?
Yeah. Yeah. I also have a prayer request for my sister and her daughter, Rachel. Those of you that have been watching the news know, and you, many of you know, that my sister lives in Fort Myers, which is going to be hit very hard. Rachel came to pick Marlene up, and Rachel lives in Jacksonville, so that if you know the map, that's on the eastern coast up under Georgia. And so that's where they are. So they feel they are quite safe. They've got all their supplies. And the reason they came up there actually is because Rachel up there lives close to the hospital, so that they would be on the electrical grid for this big hospital, and so that they would have electricity sooner than maybe somewhere else. But since the storm now has switched gears and has gone over to the west side more so, chances are there won't be a home to come back to. So please keep them in your prayers.
Yes. We remember to keep everyone in those regions of North America in our prayers.
So under number 12, if you would just have a look, I know many of you come to Bethania, a spiritual fundraising dinner that we have at the end of September, and I would like to encourage you all to make sure that you keep that date. It's really important to keep the spiritual care program at Bethania going. And just on a good note, I'll mention a couple of things. Pete and Sarah Peters are in San Francisco because yesterday they celebrated the wedding of their daughter, Vanessa. So it was a big family, a wonderful event. And I had the honor and privilege of doing a wedding yesterday for Herta Dirksen's granddaughter, Brittany, who's the daughter of James and Monica Dirksen. So family, wonderful news for people.
That's great. Is there anyone else that would like to share? No? Okay. We're going to move into the time of dedication for our Sunday school and youth and club volunteers. So just in terms of some direction, when it's your part to read, so if you turn to your insert, when it's your part to read, please stand. So when it's Sunday school workers, club leaders, then please stand, and parents stand, and then the congregation stand as well. And then we will have a prayer at the end. So if you are near one of the youth or children's workers, please lay your hands on them, and we'll bless them in the work that they will be doing this fall. Sunday school workers, club leaders, and youth workers, we are excited that you have said yes to guiding our children and youth in their Christian faith here at North Kildonan Mennonite Church. Please know we appreciate your work and thank God for each of you. You have your assignments, and we pray that God will help you accomplish your work. So if the youth workers would stand. And parents? We will participate by teaching and living the way of Jesus with our children and youth in all the small moments of life. We will be supportive of those who work with our children and pray for them. And now the congregation. We are also part of this ministry. We will model in our lives the way of life that you are teaching our children and youth. We will take time to get to know and encourage both the workers and the children and youth participating in the programs. May you be given a deep love for those you work with.
Once again, we'd like to invite you to stay standing, and if you remember any of the workers around you, if you just place a hand on them, and if not, we'll keep them in our prayers. Let's pray together. God, thank you for calling us as partners in this important task of nurturing faith in our children and youth. Thank you for all involved in our Sunday school and clubs programs who give their time and talent to lead others. Give them joy and strength in their work. Thank you for our youth sponsors. Give them honesty and wisdom as they lead. Thank you for parents who have laid a foundation of faith through their lives. Give them patience and trust in you as they look to the future. Bless us as a church as we work to pass on our faith to our children. May your Spirit lead us and fill us with joy. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
We'll have the children's story now. If there are any more children out there who didn't come up earlier, now is your chance.
Good morning. How are you today? It's an exciting day. Like every Sunday, we have something special. Today is the theme that we're going to be talking about is about changing. And I'm looking at you, and from when I last saw you in May, you've all changed. Did you notice that you were changing? I keep telling the kindergarten kids, every day that you go to sleep, when you wake up in the morning, you're a little bit different than you were the day before. So this book is one of my favorites. It's called The Very Hungry Caterpillar, and he goes through lots of changes. Let's watch what happens. In the light of a moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He's already changed once, hasn't he? He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. Oh, this is my favorite day. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that, he felt much better. Has he changed? Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out. And what is he transformed into? Yes, he was a beautiful butterfly. Lots of changes, right? One thing that happens all the time is that stuff changes. And what we need to remember that God never changes his love for us. He has placed us in a world, though, that changes all the time. And we change too. And that's his plan. So, can we bow for a quick prayer? God, thank you for the changing world. Thank you that we are always changing. Help us remember that you are with us even when the changes are scary. Amen. And I think today we're going to stay here for a little bit longer.
Now, I would ask the children all to stand. Will you please? Will you stand up? This is a very important day to start off the year, the church year, and we want to give you a blessing. So let us pray. Loving God, you who are like a father and a mother to us, we want to thank you for the amazing children in our church. Thank you for the way they teach us about honest love, spontaneity, and the love of life. Thank you for their vibrancy and their openness to hear the story of your amazing love for them. As we begin our church programming this fall, may the words they hear and the examples of Christian life all around them invite them to respond with joy to your invitation to love and to follow you. May they feel safe and cared for in our church family. Keep them safe in mind and body as they grow. And now may God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you, and may he be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace. Amen.
We're going to take the offering now, and as we do, we're going to show a video, children. So maybe if you want to turn around, it's kind of a video that talks about what Ingrid just talked about.
Come on, I'm going to teach y'all a new song. You're going to love it. Here it goes. Bullfrogs and butterflies, we've both been born again. I'm singing about bullfrogs and butterflies, we've both been born again. Come on, try it with me. One day, here's the funniest thing, why he started growing, turning green. Yes, jumped up on a lily pad, and he's croaking out a song, gave it all to had. He's singing, bullfrogs, butterflies, we've both been born again. That's right, come on. Bullfrogs, butterflies, we've both been born again. Come on, everybody. Bullfrogs, butterflies, we've both looking for a room. She's weaving and spinning out a fine cocoon. Why, it didn't take long till she saw the sky. Spread your wings, you butterfly. She's singing, bullfrogs, butterflies, both been born again. Look out, here comes a jump. Bullfrogs, butterflies, we've both been born again. You're doing good, come on. Bullfrogs, butterflies.
Let's pray. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, we come as living sacrifices to offer you our worship and thanksgiving, our praise and our prayers. Come among us, living God, through the power of your Holy Spirit. Transform our hearts and minds so that we may recognize your presence, hear your voice, know your will, and walk in your way. We pray for those among us who are ill or grieving. We pray especially for Elfrida as she goes in for surgery. We pray for a good result and quick healing. We pray for those in the midst of natural disasters. Please keep them safe and help them feel your peace. We pray for Bryce and Aaron as they experience the joys and trials of parenthood, and for Wren that she grows strong in body, mind, and faith. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Kids, you're going to have to sit there a little bit longer.
You doing okay? Sitting at the long... Well, we'll let you go soon, and then we're even going to feed you. Imagine that, eh? What, your parents don't feed you? Okay. I know most of you are too old for this, but pretty cool cars, hey? Now, what... somebody sees something. This, what's different? Now, this is a Ferrari, and they're always different, right? But what's different about these cars? Do you know? Which one's a transformer? Are you? This one, this is not a transformer. It just transforms into a lot of fun, I guess, if you have a Ferrari. Okay, look at this. Woohoo! There's a transformer, right? You were right about that one. How about this one? What's this one called?
Strong arm.
Strong arm. Okay. And this one's called?
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee, yes. And I have one here, too. Do you think it's a transformer?
I think it's like, I like that.
Do you know who this is? Well, it's the one that came before BB-8. It's the R2-D2, that's right. So this is also a transformer, but you know what? This transformer is a bit older and harder to change because it's older and a little set in its ways. But here you can see, oh, there's his head. This one also transforms.
Old and set in ways. Anyhow. So the Transformer movies, there's like five of them out there, and there's two more coming, but they're kind of violent, right? Did any of you watch the Transformer Rescue Bots? Or any of you admit to it? Okay, it's kind of cool. It's been out for, I think, 4 seasons. It's really neat to have things that change, isn't it? And then you can change them back. Some of you maybe want to change the baby brother and sister back sometimes. There we go.
I have a picture here. Gary, do you have your picture?
I do.
Do you see this? What? Who do you think this is? Does anybody have a guess? Oh, yes. You're right. It is me. Was it the cute blonde curls that gave it away? Oh. No? What? No, it was the fact that I was holding it. And look at this.
See these?
What? Who's that guy?
That's me. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I had hair.
That's Gary. And this is me. So what do you think? Are Gary and I transformers? Well, this used to be us. And now we're as you see us now. A little bit changed, just a little bit. So we are transformers. And you guys too, like Ingrid said, you guys are looking so different than you did in the fall. Or in the summer, you're taller. You got a haircut. Yeah, I noticed that. So we're all changing. We've changed a bit. So we didn't change like the Autobots, and we can't change back and forth, but we're always growing and changing.
But the changing, we don't just transform on the outside, we transform on the inside too. How many of you are going to school this year? Wow. And you know when you get to school, they're going to... You too, buddy. All right, they're starting school younger and younger. Okay. When you go to school, they teach you about math and science and about the environment and about music and sports and computers, and all this stuff goes into your head and you get learning things and you change. And you learn about how to look after yourselves and how to look after the world. You learn about other cultures and how to respect them. You're all changing and transforming into an even better and cooler version of who you were.
And learning about God changes us too, right? When we hear Bible stories and we find out how much God loves us, and we learn that we're each made special and God has big dreams for all of us. The Bible tells us that God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to teach us how to live. And Jesus even died on the cross for us. So, and when we say that we love God too, something changes inside of us. And God helps us to live in a new way. We learn from Jesus to be kind and to forgive people and to be happy and to respect others. But sometimes we forget to do those things. But God never stops loving us, does he? Nope. And somebody called Paul wrote some letters in the New Testament in the 2 Corinthians. And he said that when we become Christians, we become like new people. So Sunday school is going to change you. What do you think about that? Do you think that's true? It's going to change you on the inside, not on the outside. So the more you learn about Jesus, the more you change.
We have some people in our church who worked at camps this summer. And if you ever find a place to change you, it's camp. So we've asked Mackenzie Zacharias and Rachel Peterton and Chris Peterton if they would come and tell us a little bit about camp and a little bit about how it changed them. And after that, you can go back, okay? So just a little longer. So, Mackenzie and Rachel and Chris, if you'd like to come up, that would be... Oh, you're right here.
Good morning. Is this on? There we go. Okay. So Chris and I worked for 3 weeks in the kitchen at a summer camp called Camp Kichigumi, which is a camp that I grew up at in Northern Ontario. It's a very small Anglican camp. So I grew up there as a staff kid with my parents who volunteered, and then as a camper and later as staff myself. Camp G, as it's affectionately called, is a very small camp, and this year was one of the smallest that I've ever seen. So it only runs for 3 weeks, and the first week we only had 10 kids who were between ages 13 and 15. And so Chris and I were the whole kitchen team, just the two of us. We didn't really need more than that, so it was okay. And Chris also ended up leading chapel and doing Bible study that week.
So for Bible study that week, originally I had 5 sessions planned. So the way they do chapels, they have some songs, which I didn't lead, thankfully. And then I did a little talk, and then afterwards we'd have a Bible study. So I had them mostly sort of planned out what I was going to do, but that plan transformed a lot. at our first Bible study after, I opened up the floor to discussion. And the very first question, they just came out swinging. The very first question is, why is there suffering in the world? So that sort of set the tone a bit for the week. So throughout the week, we ended up just talking about a lot of like tough questions that they had. And then our final Bible study for the week was, we did a panel. Some people call it
a bear pit. A bear pit.
So, like, you get a bunch of the leaders up at the front, and all the kids can put answers on a piece of paper and secretly put them in a box. Then we take out the questions and answer the questions. So, yeah, I think a lot of those kids, like, at least either asked or heard a lot of questions that they never even thought of before. And, it's a really good week of Bible study by the end.
So on the last night, I was invited to spend some time with the girls' campers in their cabin, they talked about how much they had transformed that week. They really appreciated Chris's Bible studies, and chapels as a safe place to talk about hard questions like why is there suffering in the world, talking about hard things like doubt and the challenges of living out their faith in this city. It was also a really peaceful week, which was really amazing given you had a bunch of teenagers together. There was no fighting, no drama. I've never seen anything like that at camp before. It was pretty amazing. And it was also really encouraging to see all these little small transformations in these kids. And I think it really helped me to remember that it doesn't have to necessarily be big transformations. God is in the small transformations, and those are really important too.
Hello. This summer I worked at Camp Sinaboya as a day camp counselor. And it was amazing 2 weeks that I spent at camp. The first week of July was staff training week, so the whole week we learned how to approach and deal with different situations with campers, and we also had a lot of fun hanging out and meeting new campers, new staff members that, for me, I was like the youngest counselor, so it was nice to talk to the older counselors too. Day camp at Camp Assiniboia is only for 3 weeks in July, and I worked the first week with 10 other camp counselors and 40 campers that were from the ages like pre-K to about grade 4 or 5. And 40 campers is actually the biggest number compared to the other weeks, which were only 20 campers. The week was so much fun. My friend Kai and I were counselors for the Tiger Tiger group. All the groups were named after ice cream flavors. And our group was the really little kids, so about 5 to 7 years old. My favorite part of the week was Chuck Wagon Charlie Day, which is just a really fancy name for Barn Day. The kids arrived at the normal time, which was 9 o'clock, and we made new groups so that all the kids got to meet different kids that were older or younger than them. And the four activities we rotated through were horse riding, crafts, parachute games, and face painting and musical chairs. It was pretty awesome because at the end of the week, most of the kids said that that was their favorite part. And it was nice to get to know some of the older kids because I had been working with the little kids for the week. The whole week was amazing, and I loved getting to know all the kids. Plus, it was awesome getting to hang out with my friends in the evenings because the kids would arrive at 9, and they would leave before 3 o'clock. So we had most of the evenings off to ourselves, and we had to clean the lodge. So that was really fun because we kind of just hung out and vacuumed and cleaned the bathrooms and everything. The whole week was an amazing experience, and I can't wait to go back next year, hopefully as a junior counselor.
Thank you very much for sharing. Brings back great memories of my time at camp as a camper and a counselor. The scripture reading for today is Romans 12, verses 1 to 3. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Yes, I see the clock too, and cardinal rule is don't mess with Danny's whole hog. I can hear some of your stomachs from here. I always love this Sunday. We all come back and there's a lot of energy and excitement, and we sing songs that aren't even in the Gesangbuch, like Pharaoh, Pharaoh, at least I couldn't find it in there. It's kind of wonderful to all be together. The worship committee was together and decided we need to have a name for this Sunday, so we decided to call it Launch Sunday because we're launching our new programs, and because after the service we invite everybody downstairs for... sorry. So last week, Pastor Franz was talking about what our life looks like if we're transformed. And he said, Christianity isn't about being a moral influence in our society. It's much more than that. We're intrinsically selfish, and we need some help to turn around, to repent, and we become different people. The Holy Spirit gets in there and begins some renovating, kind of like the Transformer, and we don't turn into the monster, we turn into the nice part. And we change. And one of the examples that he used, he was looking at Romans 12, starting at verse 9, and it talks in there about how we treat our enemies. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount says, love your enemies. And then this passage goes even further. It says, if your enemy is hungry, you feed him. If there's a need, you deal with it. Which is kind of bizarro, because that's not how we live. If somebody's our enemy, well, watch the news to see what you do about that. Today, today we want to back up a little bit and look at the passage that Elizabeth read from verses 1 to 3 in chapter 12. It starts with the word therefore. Now, therefore means in light of the 11 chapters of a heavy slog in theology, we're not going to read that this morning, therefore, and the next sentence is because of God's great mercy. If you look back at one chapter, it talks about that. And what the great mercy is that God has reached out to embrace us and says, hey, why don't you become my children? And he makes that possible for us. Then it says, present your bodies or offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. And what that talks about is take your whole being, body, mind, soul, and spirit, and offer it to God and says, here I am. Not a part of me, not just a little piece of the brain that said, okay, the whole thing. Jesus has been talking about that for a long time. Luke 9, he says, if you want to follow me, you need to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. In chapter 14 in Luke, he says, unless you love me more than even your family, this isn't going to work. Let's see where I am in the text. Which is your act of worship? Worship isn't sitting in a pew, singing a hymn, and listening to some old guy go on and on at the front. That's all fine, right? Smiles, okay. What worship is coming here, having our whole self before God, and remembering. We've come to remember who God is. We've come to worship God with our lives and recommit ourselves. That's what worship is. So don't be conformed to the world. Don't get caught up with consumerism or looks or education or money or whatever else. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and we'll come back to that in a moment, so that you will know what God's perfect, pleasing, and will is. So you get to know God's will after you bought in. You got to kind of get in there to find out what that's all about. Back to transformation. The Greek word is metamorpho, if I remember this correctly. I certainly am not a Greek scholar, but it's in there somewhere. And it's used four times in the New Testament. Twice of Jesus' transformation, once in Matthew, once in Mark. Remember the transformation? Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, goes up this tall mountain, and they're standing there watching, and he starts to glow. And they're not near Chernobyl, right? He starts to glow, and then all of a sudden Moses and Elijah are there, and God starts talking, and these guys are seriously freaked out. What's happening there is Jesus is being transformed into who he is. Philippians 2 talks about all he set aside to come to earth. There's Jesus. We begin to see him in his true glory. The next two times are in our passage in Romans 12 and also in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. It talks about we changing to become more and more like Jesus. That's what it is about. Now, usually when we think about change, we like change to happen like that. Like Elizabeth's transformer was way too slow. It's like some of us old people. And my transformer, boom, we like that kind of stuff. It's like Saul in Acts chapter 9, walking down the road. He's out there. His goal in life is to get rid of the Christians. And he's walking along and said, boom, there's this big shaft of light that comes down and blinds him. And he goes from the biggest antagonist towards Christianity to the biggest missionary, right? We like that. When I was a kid, we used to have people sharing their testimonies, and it was always from there to there, boo, right away, nothing in between. The word that's at the base of this word, metamorphosis, talks about changing slowly, like we saw in the video. Caterpillars take 2 weeks to become butterflies. Tadpoles take time to become frogs. And so the change takes time in us too. We used to talk more than we do now about justification and sanctification. Justification is the change that happens in us because of what Jesus does when we turn around. That's kind of a boom thing for many of us, or for some of us. And God looks down and says, oh, it's one of my kids. That's great. Sanctification is the slow process of becoming who God already thinks we are, his children. And so that's why we have devotions in the morning. Open the Bible and you read it and you're reminded, oh yeah, I'm a follower of Jesus. And there's a little bit of an idea in there, and there's a bit of a prayer. And we start the day with a bit of a nudge. It's like watering a plant. So which day that you watered it is the day that caused it to grow? Every day a little bit, and we grow. It's the same reason we come to church. We come to church to remember that God is God, and we worship God, and to be nudged a little bit in our faith once in a while, and to be encouraged, and to remember, look around you, we're part of a big family. And that is wonderful. Sometimes we mess up a little bit. Sometimes we get in there and we look at our life and say, I'm not going anywhere. I don't know if I'm any different than I was in 1956. That's when I started. And Paul comes to us and he's got this wonderful passage in Philippians 3. He starts off by saying, everything in my life is garbage beside knowing God. He says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. And then in verse 12, he says, I'm not there yet. I'm not perfect. I keep messing up. But forgetting what's behind, I strive forward to the goal that God has called me to. And I find that encouraging because I mess up more than I should, more than you know. And it's nice to know that God's forgiveness is there. And it doesn't throw me off the rails. It's just like, okay, let's keep going, forgetting what lies behind. Earlier this morning, you remember we did this dedication for our Sunday school clubs and youth workers. And we said different things to different people. And what did we say that we would do as a congregation? We said, and we will model in our life and our actions the things you are teaching your children. Remember saying that? Well, I'll tell you something. You said it. We can't back up now. And so part of the reason that we change, that we transform, that we work at sanctification, part of it is because we're God's children. We grow just like the children up here. I couldn't believe the change in some of you guys. Amazing. Most of you are just getting taller. Maybe I'm getting shorter. I'm not sure. But we change because God has called us to grow. That's in our spiritual DNA. And the other reason that we change is that we've got all of these children looking at us. The teachers are teaching the children about fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, faithfulness, patience. And then he or she says, you want to know what this looks like? Just go upstairs and look at all those people. And then the teacher's teaching them about forgiveness. When people do things that are inappropriate, how do we do this? We turn the other cheek. And again, the teacher says, just look at all the people in the church. Then you'll know what I mean. And so we become the examples for all of our children. And so it's important that we take this seriously. I'd like to close with a psalm which was in the Rejoice book. If some of you use the Rejoice material for your daily devotions, if you're looking for a devotional guide, if you talk to Leanna, she'll put you on the list and order one for you next time they come out quarterly. And it's a little bit of a Bible reading, a little bit of a thought, and then an encouragement to pray. And on Friday, the Bible reading just really hit me. And I thought, I'd like to read it to you as a prayer and invite you to accept this as your prayer. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my head toward your status and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. How I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, preserve my life. Amen.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure gold, refine as fire. My heart's one desire is to be choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Cleanse me from my sin, deep within, refine as fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be.
Let's all stand for the benediction, and we'll remain standing for our last two songs. Go in love, for love alone endures. Go in peace, for it is the gift of God. Go in safety, for we cannot go where God is not. Amen.
I stand to praise you, but I fall on my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. So light the fire in my soul, and the flame make me whole. Lord, you know. Around me as the power of your healing begins. Your spirit flows through me like a mighty rushing wind. So light the fire in my soul and the flame make me whole. Lord, you know.
Now, for our grace, for downstairs, we're going to sing 606 or 118 in the blue hymnal. If you need the words, they are there.